CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The border between Israel and Lebanon has seen Lebanon launching rockets into Israel the last 24 hours and an Israeli airstrike into Beirut, killing, they say, a top Hezbollah commander. CBS's Bradley Blackburn reports.
Ambulances rushed through downtown Beirut, bringing the wounded from Friday's airstrike to the hospital. The attack occurred in a neighborhood known as a Hezbollah stronghold. Israel says the strike killed Ibrahim Akil, a senior Hezbollah commander who was involved in the 1983 bombings at the U.S. Embassy in Beirut and a Marine Corps barracks that killed more than 300 people.
Cheered on by former President Donald Trump, Georgia's Republican Majority Elections Board voted to mandate that every ballot in the November election be counted by hand, which produced criticism from both parties in the state. Let's go to Atlanta.
Election Board Chairman John Fevere, who voted against the rule, says,
I am just concerned about the legality of some of these and whether we're overstepping our bounds as a board.
Those concerns are also shared by Attorney General Chris Carr, who told the board in a letter that the new rule is not supported by current state law. Republican member Janelle King says she respects the opinion.
But ultimately, the decision is up to us, and I know that we were within our statutes.
Election officials say the change will cause delays in November. Supporters say it will ensure voter confidence. Jonathan O'Brien for CBS News, Atlanta.
Meanwhile, voting has already begun in a few states.
About 6 weeks ahead of Election Day, in-person voting kicked off in Virginia, where enthusiastic early voters couldn't wait to cast their ballots.
Our democracy, I feel, is at stake. And I am hoping to just get myself and others excited by coming out on the first day.
You want to make sure your vote counts, and you want to make sure you get it in. You know, you got to vote.
In South Dakota and Minnesota, early voters can drop off their absentee ballots in person.
CBS's Natalie Brand reporting. The acting director of the Secret Service says agents will face disciplinary action for the Pennsylvania rally where a gunman opened fire on former President Donald Trump. CBS's Nicole Skanga reports.
Secret Service acting director Ronald Rowe was under a microscope.
The mission of the Secret Service is clear. We cannot afford to fail.
Outlining Friday systemic failures that allowed a 20-year-old gunman to fire shots at the former president from a rooftop roughly 400 feet away.
I think that was a failure to challenge our assumptions, the assumption that local police were going to have more of a presence in that AGR building.
In a unanimous vote, the House passed a bill Friday to bolster Secret Service protection for presidential and vice presidential candidates. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Okay, everyone, what did you think of the chocolate bar?
It's too chewy.
Feels kind of chalky.
Too much nougat.
I need to go brush my teeth.
Business is booming for Steph's small marketing research firm.
After all these focus groups, there's only one conclusion. I need more researchers.
And she's way too busy researching.
Does this have peanuts?
To waste time researching resumes.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter, so help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV, and there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
So how does a marriage last 66 years? Here's CBS's Deborah Rodriguez.
He's such a kind, supportive, positive, and constantly kind of adoring guy.
Things weren't always peachy keen for Food Network star Ina Garten and her husband Jeffrey, her biggest food fan. She tells People decades ago they came close to divorce.
In the 70s, expected that he was marrying a wife. I don't know why those things kind of chafed, you know, that it was expected that I would make dinner, that he would pay the bills.
She says it led to a months-long separation.
I felt that if I just hit the pause button, I would get his attention, and thank God I did.
They'll celebrate their 66th anniversary in December.
I mean, it's just been wonderful.
Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
The first polar bear seen in Iceland since 2016 was killed by police who thought it was a threat. Polar bears aren't native to Iceland, but apparently they come ashore off ice floes from Greenland. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
Meteorologist
meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, a mostly clear sky, a low in the low 60s. And more sun than clouds for tomorrow and warm. Highs to the mid-80s. Then clouds move in Saturday night through Sunday. Occasional showers and a few thunderstorms. Cooler high in the low 70s. Currently at 64 degrees.
Radio Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Where my thoughts escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Where my thoughts are escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me, silently for me.
baby, let me be your love and tell you back. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Let me be,
oh, let him be,
oh, teddy bear. I don't wanna be a tiger, 'cause tigers play too rough. I don't wanna be a lion, 'cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. But does he wanna be your teddy bear? Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be,
oh, teddy bear. Baby, let me be around you every night. Run your fingers through my hair and cuddle me real tight. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. I don't wanna be a tiger, 'cause tigers play too rough. I don't wanna be a lion, 'cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. Just wanna be your teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let it be
your teddy bear. Oh, let me be,
oh, let it be your teddy bear.
Let's spend the night together.
Hear Hometown Radio refreshed. WRJN.
Here's to celebrating everyone's favorite time of year in Wisconsin with all our arty, fun-loving, foodie, feasting fall events. There's Kohler Food and Wine, Aaron's Art on Wheels at Road America, Red Cliff Cultural Days, Holy Hill Art and Craft Fair, and the Fests, Wausau's Ginseng Fest, Warren's Cranberry Fest, Bayfield Apple Fest, Milwaukee Film Fest. Whew. There's a whole lot of fall fun to be had in Wisconsin. Find more events at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Memphis, Tennessee. whatever comes our way. Lightning, heavy metal thunder, racing with the wind, and the feeling that I'm under. Yeah, I gotta go make it happen. Take the world in a loving embrace. Fire all of the guns and guns and explode into space. Like a true nature's child, we were born.
She's got a ticket to ride.
these four walls, sent inside forever,
never seeing no
Bye.
News and Timeless Hits. WRJN.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh.
Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when your head is much lighter. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful. Be brighter. Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of our beautiful sun. Someday, brighter. Chain.
I just saw her. This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Israel says it's killed about a dozen top Hezbollah members in a rare airstrike on Lebanon's capital, Beirut. CBS News correspondent Chris Libsey reports from the border.
We were in northern Israel.